I'm willing to bet a lot of money that your schools are not entirely truthful. Almost every single school nowadays has been indoctrinated in at least one leftist lie or another, whether that be COVID, wokeness, economic issues, or just all of them. I told you I'd be covering some election talking points, so in light of the Virginia election, let's look at what has happened recently in schools. I'm Hendrick, and you're listening to Right Side of the Road. Okay, I know I've done an episode on this before. It was my first one where I sounded like I just put text-to-speech over my voice, so I sounded like a robot. But let's cover some more about the fierce battle between schools and COVID. It's like Karate Kid 5. Both have fought valiantly. Who will come out on top? Although, actually, it is not a battle. It's more like if you thought that oxygen was poisonous, so you continued to breathe it, although it's not poisonous, and then you told everyone you have power over to hold their breath instead. You're pretending to battle the clouds for some reason. Anyway, schools are continuing to implement insane COVID policies, and people are not happy. Neither am I. Let's take a look at a few of them. In some crazy countries around the world, kids are being forced outside in negative degree weather to stop the spread of COVID. And at that point, it doesn't matter if it's Celsius or Fahrenheit. Once you hit negative degree weather, it could be negative in both Celsius and Fahrenheit. It's just cold. And all you need to know is you're being forced to sit on buckets that are 6 feet apart outside to eat your lunch. Now that's in foreign countries, but what is happening here in the United States, where, you know, we should have a system of checks and balances, is still kind of crazy. Schools across the country are being absolutely insane about their COVID prevention measures. California requires any kid 12 or above to be vaccinated to come to in-person school. There's no mask option around that. In cities like Chicago, teachers' unions are preventing most of the schools from even doing learning at all, because the teachers' unions in Chicago are kind of screwing most things up anyway. In our country, 16 states still have mask mandates implemented, which seems like a small number considering how large the number was at the beginning of this pandemic, but it is still way too many. Most, if not all of them, are heavily Democratic states, which just goes to show you the Democrats are the ones doing this. I want that known. Republicans are actually going against this. Look at Florida, probably one of the reddest states here, completely anti-mask and everything. Again, going to Chicago, which is a heavily blue state, I know for a fact that it is crazy about COVID. I haven't been there, but I have a good friend who I just saw who told me firsthand, because she's lived there for about a year, that Chicago is crazy about the mask and vaccine mandates. You got to show your vaccine card to get into most places, most restaurants. It's insane. And these just don't work. None of these measures do. Vaccines don't stop transmission, and neither do masks. Listen, I live in Arizona. We had a mask mandate for a while, and I literally went to arizona.gov or whatever it is to actually look at the law, and needless to say, I found loopholes around it. But anyway, setting that aside, at my old school, I do online school now, we had masks for all of last year. I was in sixth grade, minus 2 weeks. Kids continually got COVID all the time while we were wearing masks. There were multiple times where I would laugh out loud because there were multiple times because one kid in class would get COVID, and then with the entire class masked, some of them double masked, the entire class would get COVID. Their main argument was, oh, it would be so much worse without the masks. Well, it seems pretty bad with the masks. Find a different solution then, and don't try the vaccines. At that point, it was like, it hadn't even come out at the beginning of the year, so if they had tried to push masks, it would have been out for like a month or vaccines. The side effects are way too risky to push on entire schools. California. And most schools have bought into at least a little bit of leftist curriculum, which is also not good. Some are teaching wokeness, which we'll get to in a second. Some are just relaying leftist talking points. Like, I mean, I would not be surprised if the teachers have it just embedded in their brains that they're just speaking in the voice of Joe Biden. They're like, yeah, voting rights, and people are tired because I'm tired, and I need to go take a nap now. And that's the teacher's lesson. It's about an hour of that. Usually, they talk about things like economics or about other leftist people and telling them that everyone's great. I'm going to give some more personal examples here. Not firsthand, but some of them firsthand. One I just found today. Many of these schools, when they teach the unit on communism and socialism, usually 6th and 7th grade, they teach about those forms of government or economic policy with like a sort of reverence. They get this wistful look in their eye, like they're daydreaming about the day that they finally burn our Constitution and instill these things upon us. They very well could be. Anyway, just this semester I started doing online school. I now do...
Insert school name here. Flappity Flippers.
It is definitely a leftist school. It is not known for its Republican aspects. But today I did a lesson in which it talked about socialism and a man who had a socialist society. Here's part of that video.
I recall you operated a cotton mill back in New Lanark. Isn't that right? And you believe that if we invest in people just as we invest in machines, we'd make a better profit.
Yes. You see, investing in people is very important. Teach your workers how to work and live morally. Help them stay healthy and strong. That kind of thing.
That man, Robert Owen, ran a socialist society. It is true that we need to invest in people, like he said. That's what education is. That's what parents feeding their kids are. We don't need the government to do it. You need to actually invest in yourself and work for yourself. Everything in the society he ran was owned by the government. All pay was made equal, although jobs and their demand weren't. If you weren't forced to go to your job from the government, nobody would have any incentive to work hard because they wouldn't end up getting paid any more than they were. So they're all just going to take these small jobs and nobody's actually going to do the well-paying jobs. And if not, if all the pay wasn't equal, all taxes were changed. So everyone in the high end of the spectrum was taxed really high. So they dropped to about the middle in their actual income. And everyone on the low was taxed almost nothing at all, so that you ended up with kind of a middle ground where most people were. And I recall when I took this unit last year as well, when I was in person, that my teacher also taught us about how great this was. It is not great, but my teacher kept convincing us that it was the best option of all the Industrial Revolution. Again in Arizona, when we were looking at other schools, we wanted to go to in-person ones, we took a look at Deer Valley School District. We decided not to go, one, because the schools were full, and two, because of the lies that they were teaching. At the gifted program of the school we were going at, and I am in the Arizona gifted program, so those are the classes I would be taking, we heard reports of the things that they were teaching. People's children were coming home and talking about how great Bill Gates is. He isn't great. He's just relaying, again, leftist talking points. And when Democrats get control of a school, they ruin it. They just completely ruin it. They take all the good things about it and just flush it down the toilet. Now, I do try to stay away from this because this podcast is aimed at kids, believe it or not, considering from the snapshots that I've seen in the data, my audience is no younger than 28, but schools are completely angering people because the schools have gone woke. It is a complete tragedy. If you thought those economic things were lies, wokeness is just a lie in of itself. It goes against basic biological realities that people have accepted since literally the beginning of time, whether Adam and Eve creation or caveman times, whatever you believe in. Or mixture of the two. Anyway, you have a pretty good shot if you were to take a woke talking point and go to the complete opposite of it. There's a pretty good shot that you would get it right. Like, that's a test-taking strategy right there. Many schools have woke training classes. Again, going to
Black Pity Flippers,
which is known for its leftistness. Is that a word? We saw a video in which there was supposed to be a social worker. And social workers are generally supposed to offer counseling. They're like good things for schools. They help students through grief and things. But here's a snapshot I managed to take of this video. Behind the worker is a pride banner. And it wasn't a very prominent thing. The video wasn't like, yay, pride. No, it was like an introduction. And I think I was really mostly focused on the fact that they had that in the background. It has a bunch of empty cloud words as like an acronym or something that the left uses for equality and pride. This is absolutely everywhere in schools, especially in blue states. In California, I know this happens. In Virginia, I know this did happen. More on that in 1 second. This is happening to too many kids our age. That's why if you are a kid and are listening, you need to share this with your friends. If you are a parent, share this with your kids. Whatever you can do to stop kids from being indoctrinated with the fake lies that you can be whatever the heck you want as long as you identify that way and take some demon noises as your pronouns, they're fake lies. Please, share this podcast with everyone you know so that nobody has to deal with this. Well, as you could guess, people aren't exactly happy that this is happening. Of course, you'll always have your crazies celebrating the woke movement and then falling downstairs. Overall, parents aren't happy about any of this. Let's go back to my old school when I was telling you about COVID. I should note, I think I've said this in a previous video, or maybe I put text at the bottom of the screen. I don't hold anything against the school. I've met great teachers and made the best friends that I ever have there. But their COVID policy sucked. Last year, at the very beginning, some parents were willing to accept the masks. They were kind of a little bit dodgy about it, though. By the end of the first semester, everyone I knew hated them. I'd cut out all of the layers of my mask, except the outer one, because it made no difference. Then Arizona got rid of the mandate, and we had no more masks for a glorious 2 weeks. My friend group and I talked about how relieved we were while we watched our teachers yell at us because we were talking about how relieved we were. Then there was a minuscule spike in cases at like the Target or some store near us, and masks went right back on. Parents stuck it out until the end of the year, then tons of them dropped out. Once people started using reason, they quickly realized that mask and COVID prevention policies in schools aren't good and they leave. I mean, I'm not kidding. And the public school districts, I literally just saw a bus get off, but kids do have to wear masks on the buses, but they have less mask policies and COVID things in the public schools. And so many public schools are jam-packed because I went to a charter school. Those mask charter schools are just losing people left and right. It's insane. In terms of wokeness and lies, I don't have a first-hand story, but I'd like to turn your attention to Virginia. It was a very, very blue state for a very long time. The schools have gone terribly, terribly woke, and most people went along with it. Eventually, though, problems arose, and people started to become dissatisfied with the wokeness in their school. A new governor, Glenn Youngkin, was running. He promised to take the wokeness out of schools. And so, the parents who finally came to reason elected a Republican governor in a blue state, all because the left took over schools and people realized that it was bad. And that concludes this episode of Right Side of the Road. Tune in next week for more election talking points. I cannot stress it enough, though. Please subscribe everywhere. I'll leave all the links in the description. And once you've subscribed everywhere humanly possible, share this podcast. Everyone needs the truth. Go enjoy your life.